Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wake Up 9/11 Radio. I'm your host, James Easton, and John Doerr will be with us in a minute. It's May 27th. It's the anniversary, second anniversary for 9/11, the biggest lie. Been doing this for two solid years, more than that. Took me 3 months to make the movie. So far, my YouTube page has 1.1 million views. That's pretty much based on the 930,000 views from people watching 9/11, the biggest lie. I'm trying to make an episode for tonight, a video with a little segment in it called How the Towers Fell. But I'm immersed in work. I've been working nonstop for like 3 days on this. And I've also got a big project, 9/11, the Biggest Lie 8. And it is in the works, but this sort of takes precedence right now. I'm rendering stuff as fast as I can, but nonetheless, I hate to say it, I think I'm not going to be able to get it out tonight. But this is fine in a way because I'm going to have a sound engineer work on some explosion noises for me, and that'll be really cool. Cool in the sense that, well, you know, people, and I know this, people really only pay attention to the explosion. They don't care about what the buildings look like before. I can tell you with certainty, I know this. So I got John here. How's it going, John? John?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Hey, James.
Hey,
sorry, man. Dropped the phone by accident.
Oops. Yeah.
Good to be with you, brother.
Good to be with you, too, buddy.
Yeah.
Brother, pal. Anyway, I really do like talking to you. It's a highlight of my life right now. Someone who gets it,
you know,
someone who's not just a fucking parrot repeating moron idiot stick,
right.
Someone who can think for themselves, and you know, this is something to aspire to. And if I say that, people will think, well, maybe I should like that too, because if they're gonna parrot something, they might as well parrot the right thing. So,
right.
And you may be a little brash and rough around the edges sometimes, whatever. I mean, you're just a real human being. You're not politically correct, and you're not kissing anyone's ass.
Yeah.
You're just saying and doing the things that need to be said and done. So, we were
and
talking
plus
on
we,
the phone
we show. Improvise a lot on this show, so.
Oh, yeah, like last week or just earlier this week, we planned to do something and didn't do it, but we tried to. But still, it doesn't matter what we planned. Whatever comes out of our faces is, like, genuinely good stuff. It's like,
right.
I can write it better.
Yeah.
We were talking earlier on the phone, and I was telling you from the show that I just put up that was from 2 days ago, there were some things in it that you said that were so clearly said that I needed to restate them in my own stuff, and which were my mind's a little weak because I've been working my ass off. Do you remember what it was?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. It had to do with people that believe one thing the government says.
Oh,
and not
okay, I got you now. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you correctly. basically, it's along the lines of, you know, people are starting to believe that some things that, you know, what they're being told, you know, the mainstream news or whatever coming in from around the world is, you know, bullshit and propaganda. and but yet they're still believing, you know, other aspects that they're being told by the mainstream media as truth and reality.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I personally think it goes along with I don't know, I guess the fact of that just people just don't want to believe that they're being duped that deeply.
Yeah.
You know, or the rabbit hole goes that deep.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Type of thing. And that their lives really are, like, fucking, you know, meaningless and they're being lied to about everything.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, I guess it boils down to sort of like an ego thing, maybe. You know what I mean?
Well,
where
that's
people don't want
one of the things about... Sorry, go ahead.
I'm saying people don't want to let themselves believe that, you know, they're being bamboozled that badly. That
yeah,
every
they,
aspect
they don't
of, their, of their lives are, is actually, you know, a giant bullshit story. You know. A propaganda fucking tool or whatever. Propaganda scheme.
Yeah.
Anyway. Jeez, I got to get off the street. There's like 10 million ambulances and fire engines going by. I can't fucking hear myself think. Ah, that's bad.
yeah, I can still hear them. anyway,
yeah. Death and destruction are a big business here, James.
mm-hmm.
Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, the ego is there's the ego, the id, and the super id or the super ego or whatever the hell. It's fucking Freud crap. All
right,
Freud.
Right.
I understand was a bamboozler himself.
Right, and a big cokehead. He really liked cocaine.
I don't know if that matters, but.
Well,
I think you can come up with a lot of cool stuff when you're on coke and when you're on.
Yeah,
and,
most cokeheads are a bunch of bullshit artists, you know.
Well, if they're
just talking,
you know,
out of personal experience, but
yeah, right. There you go. Anyway, what I wanted to get to was the altruistic side. It's beyond the ego, on the other side of the road. That's where you're like, I give myself to the world. I give without willing to receive. I give my life to save another. You know, it's the it's noble. It's the true meaning of noble. I mean, calling someone a noble in the old days is like calling Barack Obama a hero. You know, like it just it makes you want to vomit. Anyways,
right.
So the altruistic side is like you want to aspire to get there. You need to know that it exists and that you have to dispense with your ego.
Right.
So you brought it up. I'm articulating that part. But that's part of like waking up, you know, like I think you and I should sit down and write a book on waking up. But I just don't see the point because I don't think there's that much time.
Yeah. Well, you never
know.
They might want to string it along a little longer.
What for?
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
To me, it seems to be they seem to be lagging behind with the whole war in the Middle East shit. I think they're slowing down maybe because they're. Being found out so in great numbers.
Okay.
Hopefully, you know, all these efforts we're all making, you know, is having an effect on them, you know, and it's making them think twice about things. Hopefully.
I mean, we were talking about Israel just attacked Gaza again.
Mm-hmm.
And they're blowing up the shit out of Syria, saying it's ISIS. No, that really is like a thorn in my side. It makes me.
No.
Any other person, you know, is sitting at home right now watching the tube with their thumb up their ass, and they don't care about anybody but themselves. And they don't know there's a bunch of people getting murderized by our so-called governments of the Western world and Israel.
Yeah.
Dropping bombs on apartment buildings and killing, you know, 50 families all at once while they're eating dinner.
Right.
It's absolutely fucking sick. And what's even more sick is there's, you know, not just this guy, but like, you know, 250 million other of this guy who just don't care. And it's like, there's more to life than your fucking episodes of bullshit TV and your fantasy world and your stupid hockey games and your fucking football games. And I don't care about the food right now. I just find that the information is probably the worst thing. That we're being fed lies and lies and lies and lies and lies and lies.
Well, you know, that's the thing.
If we can make it our own order of a list of stuff, bullet form sort of priority list of what we need to tackle, that would be good. You know Max Bliss?
No.
He's a guy from southern France. I think he's English, though. But he tackles the chemtrails like you wouldn't believe. Like, he's really good at it.
Okay.
He's really into researching heavily. And I know a couple other people that are into it that are, like, beyond the scope. But, you know, that was the point of this page, right, was to organize and gather all these capable and people to come together and share information. And they don't even have to share it. They just go to the page and boom, there it is.
Yeah.
Boom, there it is. I was listening to some music today. I know this is off to the side. I won't bother you with that, but so I lost my train of thought. Anyway.
Well, it's basically about people caring more about what's going on in the world. That's a big thing. Is I believe that's part of their psychological manipulations is, you know, to make people not care, to make, like I was saying in the last show, that, in other words, they throw so much bullshit and confusing stuff at you that you just, you know, right, exactly. You just throw your hands up in the air and say, there's no way I could possibly, you know, have an effect in this in any way, shape, or form. I can't even figure it out at this point, you know, because there's so much propaganda and, you know, lies and bullshit about certain subject matter, especially pertaining about, you know, what's going on around the world and the wars and all of that stuff, the really important stuff. So in that sense, I think it turns a lot of people away, you know, to just, you know, they basically say, oh, you know, I just got to care about my life and my family and that's it, you know, my friends or whatever. And you know, because that's all they can basically at this point wrap their mind around, you know, and deal with in any kind of a constructive way. So I think our job partially is to, in other words, filter all the bullshit out so we can, you know, present people with, you know, somewhat of a straightened path of what is truly going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So they can wrap their mind around it, you know, and in other words, understand what's really happening. Because that's crucially important. I mean, especially here. I mean, to me, you know, what the forefathers of America wrote in their writings, you know, and in the Constitution itself and you know, the Declaration of Independence and all of that stuff was deeply based on, you know, this why America is so drastically different is the fact that the forefathers wanted the citizenry to be informed and involved,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is, you know, totally unprecedented as opposed to, you know, the way, you know, places like in Europe, you know, England and France and all of that are governed, where, you know, the government controlled everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it does, yeah.
And but here in America, at least in theory, and not so much in practice, but in theory, in other words, the outline of this country and how it works is for the citizenry to be heavily involved in the government itself. You know, hence the
yeah.
words, you know, for the people, by the people, of the people, and not only in running. The government itself, but truly to be informed of the truth of what's, you know, first of all, being done in their name in other countries,
mm-hmm.
and just a basis of what's really happening in the world, because you can't make an informed decision about who's running your country if you don't know what they're doing in your name in other countries, you know, pertaining to wars and all this stuff. And in other words, foreign policy and all these things, you know,
mm-hmm.
which is hugely important in the long run is, you know, like things like TPP or whatever, you know, Trans-Pacific Partnership and all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, all these things are being done, like, in secret, you know, intentionally.
Yeah.
To X the citizenry out of it. And the only thing that comes to my mind when that's happening is basically it must be so erroneous, you know, that... In other words, if the people did find out, you know, they would, you know, they would attempt to squash it.
Right.
So I think now that they're trying to put, in other words, push these things through and make them law and get them up and running without the citizenry's involvement. So in other words, that when it does start happening, there's nothing the people can do because it's already, you know what I mean, in effect and everything. And it's a lot harder to dismantle once it's up and running. So in that sense, you know, it's hugely important for people to be informed of the truth, the real truth, not, you know, propaganda and spin, but the real truth.
Yeah,
which I think they are having a problem hiding the truth, which is what they want more than anything, because it limits
them also,
what they can do, and it slows their agenda down once they're found out, because then there's a backlash, you know what
yeah.
I mean, against them when people really do find out the truth, and the word does spread, because
right.
Under it all, you know, people really do want to know, you know, I believe, you know, because once people do find out certain things that are being manipulated against them, you know, they do backlash and they do stand up and they speak out, you know. So in that sense, I think they're hip to that and they're doing a lot of things secretly now. And, you know, that in itself is a huge piece of the puzzle, is the citizenry being involved and involving themselves as much as possible, more and more, even more than we are now. You know, it
right.
needs to take place for there to be change and for these people, in other words, to pull in the reins on these people that are running ramshot over the world. You know, they're literally like kids in a candy store. They're, you know, they're like a criminal organization that's, you know, got the keys to the castle.
Like
right.
Yeah.
And it's spreading like cancer throughout the world.
Right, right.
And that needs to be stood up against desperately. because the ramifications down the road are going to be, you know, just ghastly. You know, in my view, because these are their intentions. You know, they want control. They want deep-rooted control where they're not challenged, and that's bullshit. You know, they're just people like you and me, and they need to be challenged. And they need to be dragged out and removed from their offices if they're, you know, involved in, you know, hideous shit, which the majority of them are.
Right,
a lot of their time is spent, you know, covering that up and blame shifting things away from them. Because it's so hideous what they're involved in and what they're doing. You know?
Yeah, they get away with it, you know. First they tested the waters, they're like, okay, can we get away with this? And it's just like any bad person. Like when I mean bad,
right.
I mean evil.
Right.
Like someone who they test the waters. They get away with it, you know,
mm-hmm.
they lie once and they do it well enough and they make some money or they do this, that or the other thing, they come out on top. They're like, wow, that was awesome, let's do it again. And they just keep doing it, and it's like an addiction. And
mm-hmm.
what the purpose is sort of like the addiction is sort of like an adrenaline rush, I would say.
Right.
When you get what you seek by way
right.
of collusion and artful deception
yes.
and so on,
right.
you feel great about yourself, but... I think you can feel just as great about yourself, you know, going on a hike with a bunch of friends and, you know, conquering a mountain or, you know, like...
Right, being in nature in any way.
Journal or book or, you know,
right.
Being an artist. I wanted to talk about the artist, you know, that it seems like society left it up to the artist to pick up the slack when it comes to... understanding what the hell is going on and
mm-hmm.
to inform us, but they inform us through lyrics, lies. They tell
right.
us lies. They don't tell us the straight up truth. They
no.
tell us the truth through the lies, through the truth, through the lies, through the truth, or they tell us the truth straight up, but we're so used to hearing the lies that we don't
right.
hear the truth. And it's masked in melody and rhythm, so it's on top of that, it's mixed together, so people have three choices. They can listen to all three, is their
yeah.
conscientious enough to hear all three, or just the lyrics. I just listen to the lyrics now because I heard the song 1,000 times, you know, like, but when I was
yeah.
growing up, and when I hear the lyrics, I'm like, holy fuck, holy fuck, what, whoa, you
yeah,
know, like,
well,
they speak some heavy shit.
Right.
And,
well, just to interject, if you notice now, like you, I'm saying, I mean, there's still genuine artists, you know, that write and,
yeah.
you know, produce their own music. But a lot of,
right.
especially, you know, these, you know, mainstream pop artists and stuff, all their lyrics, all their songs, you know, like 95% of all their music, you know, is produced for them. You know, they have like 10 different people writing the lyrics of their songs.
And like, how can we manipulate society by Starbucks?
Exactly. This is the control system, you know, at work.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it streams, you know, propaganda, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just out and out manipulation of people, you know, and
yeah.
their thought processes and It's an avenue, to me, it's definitely an avenue of manipulation to lay down the culture, because what's being said in these lyrics, you know, if you really break them down, a lot of these artists, you know, their lyrics are pushing a cultural agenda that is pre-planned, you know, and is the intent of the elites of what they want the society to be. And I don't mean to just single out rap, but you know, a lot of rap is controlled by the elites to
right, right.
put forth a cultural agenda that it's pre-planned in a sense, if you just, all you have to do is listen to, you know, and it's not only the new stuff, it's, you know, people identify with a lot of the older stuff. So,
you know, it's funny, it can be as bad as, you know, bitches with whips and hit the
right, exactly. What I mean to say is, you know, in other words, it promotes drug dealing,
degradation of women,
carrying guns, you know, the whole gangster, you know, thing, which is, you know, anybody's got a problem with you, you shoot them with a gun now. And you know, to treat women like shit, you know, to, you know, get them pregnant and just fucking leave them, you know, single mothers and all that stuff, you know. This is because this wasn't, by and large, in the past, the way people treated each other. And I truly believe that the music, especially, is a cultural, in other words, carrot in front of you, and it starts leading you in a direction and down a path that you necessarily wouldn't automatically go down if it wasn't for this, you know, cultural manipulation leading you down this path, you and everyone around you. Because when you and your friends, you know, are identifying with a certain musical group or groups, you know, what they're saying becomes part of your, like, persona, you know, part of your identity.
Mm-hmm.
And I single out rap because that's, like, a huge prevalent thing nowadays, is everybody, you know. You know, in other words, in popularity, rap is like, huge.
Disney,
and it's not even, it's been proven, you know, that there were sit-downs with, you know, people like Dr. Dre and all of that, you know, like back in the mid-80s and stuff, when rap started really, you know, the hip-hop started really becoming popular, that there were literally, you know, sit-downs with, like, you know, the whole California gangster rappers and all that stuff, you know, Ice-T and Ice Cube and all those guys, and Dr.
Right.
Dre and Snoop Dogg and all of that. And it was, stories about them being having sit downs with the elites, and basically the law being laid down to them of what you're going to rap about, and in the sense that they're being told, you know, look, you're going to be made, you know, fabulously rich and blah blah blah, you know,
yeah,
and famous and everything, and in turn you're gonna in other words, push out this agenda via your lyrics and your songs, and in the way you dress and in the way, you know, you act. Because, you know, the whole thing is, when people identify with these celebrities, be it, you know, movie stars, you know, music artists, they want to copy everything about them, the style, the clothes they wear, you know, the things they do, the way they speak, everything, you know what I mean?
So what you're saying are their tools.
Exactly.
And what they did was
absolutely.
They consciously sold their souls to the fucking devil so that they could get rich.
For money
and
notoriety and all of that.
Their population.
Right.
Well, that's sick.
And all you have to do is look at the teenage, you know, population in America. I'm just, you know, but this is all over the world, basically.
Yeah, it is.
You know, since the 80s, how it's changed. You know, back in the 80s, when I was a teenager, you know, most of my friends were, like, you know, rockers and stuff, or into heavy metal or whatever, but they still didn't, you know, we didn't go around killing people, you know, like dealing drugs, you know, huge amounts of drugs and driving around in Cadillacs, you know, and you know, getting girls pregnant and just leaving them, and you know what I mean, and murdering people and all of that stuff, you know. But now that's the norm, and people have to stop and ask themselves, how the fuck did things change to that? You know, it just doesn't happen that, you know, people changed into, you know, like, marauding gangsters and drug dealers and murderers, you know what I mean? there has to be catalysts behind that to make people that way, you know, to change people that drastically in a short period of time.
Well,
and
that goes right back to
it's the culture.
What you started with, which was you know, why should I believe this and not that? You know, it's
right.
Sort of like, why would I disbelieve fuck the police when, you know, the black population is getting fucked by the police? But
right.
But yet, why should I believe it? Because these guys, now that I know,
yeah.
they've been ass-kissing the elites and getting rich off the demise
right.
of society.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, clear your mind, see it for what it is, and move on to the next thing and cover everything, you know, like everything
mm-hmm.
from coffee to, I don't know, movies to the news to, riding a bike versus driving a fucking gasoline hog-powered truck,
mm-hmm.
You know, and just the whole... We are living in a. I'm sitting around in a farmhouse. And I'm looking outside, and it's just miles of GMO fucking. You know, that's beside the point. But if there's trees and lots of grass, and it's just, I'm in nature. You know, I feel this is. I could live independently here if I had
yeah.
some livestock and whatever. You know, like to try to get away from all this crap.
Right.
But instead of running away, I want to face it head on. So
mm-hmm.
If you live in the, you know, the Bronx, or if you live in East L.A., or, you know, if you live in some inner city, you know, like that is tough and there's lots of police and lots of drugs and lots of murders and shit.
Mm-hmm.
There's still hope. Can you believe it? There's still fucking hope.
Right.
But what I've been pushing is I'm pushing love, using your heart and your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been working at the mind part, which is like, you know, use the force, Luke. You can use your mind to project to the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the universe is one thing. Where you're standing on the earth is because there's gravity and you're stuck there. But
mm-hmm.
if you're in the middle of space, space goes around you in every direction infinitely. So
mm-hmm.
It's all one fucking thing, right? The
universe, right.
one idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to stress that, yes, you are stuck on earth, so...
Mm-hmm.
Let's just talk about Earth for now. Project to the world, and it'll get out there in the universe, and it'll come back. And it's chaos theory. It's you and I both talked about having like serious coincidence, like unbelievable
right.
fucking coincidence.
No.
And you know, when you become what's called in tune, in the groove,
right.
and awake and aware. And that you care about other people and you're altruistic. This is what I was talking about
right.
before.
Yeah.
Then this shit really hits you hard, man. It fucking and it becomes so awe-inspiring. And I mean,
mm-hmm.
like, awesome. It's fucking cool
right.
To be at one with the universe and to project positive vibes in one direction. And, you know, you have some power, but you can't abuse it. That's the
right.
point. And
mm-hmm.
These people that have been granted easy access to manipulate using like tools of deception,
right.
microphones and speakers and, you know, like whatever.
No.
I mean, that's what we're using, but we're not
no.
doing that. I can make some rap songs that would like top the charts if the charts weren't rigged.
Right. Well, and just to interject, there's people like shit, I can't remember his name now. Technique guy. What's the hell's his name?
Immortal Technique.
Where
yeah, yeah.
he is literally using the rap genre and is also a highly educated person in you know,
life.
all you're right, exactly, and world history and stuff,
right.
which I commend him immensely for.
Yeah, I've heard some of his stuff.
Yeah, but the fact is, he is really good
mm-hmm.
at his craft, and not only
they call it,
you know,
they
in his style.
For it. They call
not
it
only,
conscientious rap.
Right, exactly. And
right.
But if you look at, you know, in other words, you know, there's memes on Facebook about it. You know, like another like gangster rapper or whatever, it'll be rapping about, you know, money, drugs, and bitches.
Right.
And sell, you know, 100 million albums while Immortal Technique is talking about the truth of the world.
Right,
and,
right.
And he only sells, you know, maybe 5 million albums if he's lucky, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And that's where, you know, things need to be changed, because people that are really trying to enlighten people, you know, to the truth of the world, they're beaten down by the elites, you know, intentionally. In other words, Immortal Technique can't get on a popular label. You know, a record label with all the, you know, promotion that goes along with that, that makes you famous in the first place is all the promotion. You know, and in other words, you're given all the keys to all the doors to make you famous, to make you sell 100 million albums, you know.
And what good is that? What good are your fucking lyrics after that happens? They're fucking shite.
Right.
That's what they
are.
Not the words, I'm talking about the other guys.
Right. But the only reason, my point being is, the only reason these people who are pushing the shit are given the keys to all these doors is because they're pushing the shit. That's the only reason.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah. Don't give all the secrets away.
Yeah, fuck that.
Well, if
and
you know what
so,
to
in that sense, you know, that needs to be changed. That, you know, that norm needs to be turned around. Because in
yeah,
that sense,
well,
they do. They're controlling the culture immensely for their agenda. And people need to at least recognize this and not buy into it so readily. Because, I mean, you see, so blatantly, how, you know, people just, you know, fall into this stuff and buy it hook, line,
right,
and sinker.
Right. Fuck
and,
yeah.
You know.
Listen, let's talk about 9/11 again, because this is
Sorry.
Relevant. I made this the episode, and I grabbed a random set of 8,000 pictures, like 150 of them, and I threw them in, and I watched the video and with us talking, and some things line up. But what I did notice is that one of the things people did was everybody wrote, you know, who was missing their family member. They wrote on a sign or they wrote something like, "Where's my daddy? Call this number," kind of thing. There wasn't much chance of anyone getting out of there alive because they were blown to smithereens, but that's beside the point. This was a systematic situation of there's the three forms of communication, okay? There's the game, which is what we play every day.
Right.
But when there's a fucking disaster or an event, it's called pastime. All right. So what I'm trying to say is there's other examples. You got those firemen holding up the flag at the Trade Center site, just like it was done in Korea, for a photo op.
Right.
Do they even know the ramifications of doing that? Well, I don't want to go there because it's very touchy, but the point is that people came together out of a serious event. And there was help streaming in from everywhere. Everybody, there's compassion from around the fucking world. I know people that went down there to work at the site and couldn't get in, but some guys did, and you know, blah, blah, blah. The point is that they were looking for bodies, they were looking for people, they were looking for survivors if they could. And it was to save lives. Was, you know, they played us. They these bad guys knew this would happen.
Right.
Because as we were in mourning, they fed us lies. They controlled us. They manipulated us. They gave us what we wanted, which was revenge.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, we got to wise up, fuck, to this shit, you know? Like,
yep.
Now, if there is another false flag, and I think we're going to run out of time any sec, what's got to happen is people have to fucking come out right away. Like, it's going to, if there's going to be one, it's not going to be a Sandy Hoax or a Boston Marathon. It's going to be a 9/11. That's what they've been ramming down our throats. It's coming in some form or another. I think it's, you know, they're, I personally believe they're going to attack Americans. They're going to say it's ISIS, which doesn't exist. And
right, they're saying within a year there's going to be a nuclear attack here in America.
Well, I mean,
via,
who really
and
wants
gonna
that?
Be blamed on ISIS.
Yeah, it's
which is probably, you know, what they're going to have to resort to after a while, because they know that their shit isn't really, you know, having the same effect as it used to on people.
So
it's
like Shock
like,
the Monkey again.
Right, exactly, which is what I said before. They're going to have to up their ante and you know, intensify the violence and or death toll to have an effect and to keep, you know, their death grip of control on people.
All right.
Which is going to turn into either, you know, a chemical weapon attack or a nuclear attack eventually.
God damn it.
No.
You know, I've been telling people, get out of the city, just like, be prepared, get out of the city, and find a way to leave. Some people don't have the means, and that's the saddest thing.
No.
But I mean, what's even sadder is people in Gaza getting blown up. I mean, I can't measure someone's worth just because they live in one country and not in some other country. It's you know, we got to save everybody. We got to conscientiously accept that we are one people on the fucking rock called Earth, and everybody needs saving, man. And so I have some ideas after this conversation. I want to talk to you again pretty soon. And there's some planning that needs to take place that is, you know, it's a nonviolent, artful solution to all these problems.
Yeah.
And it's not just, you know, it's putting it that out there and putting it out there. You know, we need that. So let's bring it to fruition.
Right.
So any last thoughts for this episode?
Yeah, I just keep, you know, wanting the most important thing is for people to try as hard as they can to stay informed and to weed through the propaganda and bullshit being pushed to them, you know, through the mainstream media and even through other sources online and stuff. You know.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I don't mind if
people need to. People need to keep, you know, keep informed. It's very
right.
important. And to not believe everything on face value of what they're hearing and what's being told to them.
Okay.
Because it's becoming more and more dangerous to do that in this world. Because, like I said, the elites are going to up their ante soon. Because, you know, everyone's seeing them for what they are in the manipulation of the wars in the Middle East and all this stuff and ISIS, you know, it's coming out, you know, in heavy